Now at Verizon, they're locking in low prices for 3 years guaranteed on my plan. And you can get a single line for just $45 a month when you switch and bring your phone. That's their best price ever on unlimited welcome with autopay plus taxes and fees. Guaranteed for 3 years. Because at Verizon, they got you. Visit your local Verizon store today. $20 monthly promo credits applied over 36 months with a new line on unlimited welcome. In times of congestion, unlimited 5G and 4G LTE may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Domestic data roaming at 2G speeds. Price guarantee applies to then current base monthly rate. Additional terms and conditions apply.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
To talk all things OTAs, Mac tells us that Daryl Ryder is good to go. There is an inference that Daryl's going to be in a good mood here. So Daryl, brought to you by Scheiben Jewelers, Cleveland's premier jewelry store. Daryl, can you confirm or deny Mac's report that you're in a good mood today?
Mac might have actually got one right finally.
Hey, so proud of him. He's been on a roll.
Research assistant right there.
I mean, ever since he took on the title of research analyst on LinkedIn, he's been on a roll on this show.
Analysis.
I feel like he'd be already like more like padding that LinkedIn resume, are we?
Hey,
he's more like the research to the research assistant in my mind. Like he's you're working on it. You're close.
So who's the original research assistant? Is it you or me?
To be determined. It might be like a fictional character that we've given the title to, and he's got to work his way up to it.
So basically, we just created a creative person just to not give Mac the role of research assistant.
Yeah, that sounds like us. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. No, you got to keep wanting, right? It's kind of like the Browns with Shador and Dylan Gabriel. Like, let him ease into it. Let him earn it. I can't be the only one, Daryl, that notices how Kevin Stefanski gushes about Kenny Pickett more so than any other quarterback I can remember being here, right? That's not just a me thing, what I'm hearing, right?
They do love some Kenny Pickett, it sure sounds like. And it's not just Kevin Stefanski, it's Andrew Berry as well.
Well, does his throws match up with the love, or is it the type of thing that maybe what Stefanski loves the most is that it's not Kenny Pickett right now, but what Kenny Pickett could be maybe 2 months from now?
Or it's like not Baker Mayfield or Deshaun Watson. I don't know. I mean, it is remarkable. Look, I'll give him credit. I liked his approach today by splitting the four quarterbacks up onto two separate fields. Putting Gabriel and Sanders on one practice field and then having Pickett and Flacco work on the other. I thought that was a pretty intelligent way of maximizing practice time because they weren't out there a whole lot. It was a relatively short practice, but it is May, and that's the way it's supposed to run. But yeah, I can't explain right now the Kenny Pickett love. They seem to be putting a lot of stock in the fact that he spent last year with the Philadelphia Eagles, who obviously went on to win the Super Bowl. This just in, Kenny Pickett was not the quarterback in that Super Bowl victory, but they really seem to like the experience that he got with the Eagles.
Do you think we'll get to a point where in camp, because I totally make sense that Pickett and Flacco get first-team reps now,
yeah,
because the rookies are in 2 weeks into the building, or 3 weeks into the building, do we think you get to a point in camp where maybe you open up little pockets of time just to see where Dylan and Kenny are? Or do you think the only way they're getting second or first team reps is if they just basically blow the doors off the Browns heading into camp?
Yeah, I think Kevin's just going to mess with us all spring, to be honest with you. He knows that we're all paying attention to who's first up in line when it comes to the 11-on-11 reps. He's told us numerous times, even joked about it in his press conference today when he was asked about who got the first reps and things like that. But I think he's just going to kind of mess with us at this point. And, you know, we're only out there one day per week for OTAs. This was our day today. We'll be out there again next week for a day. Then comes the three-day mandatory veteran minicamp. And the Browns are one of six or seven teams with the unique offseason program scheduling of they're going to have another bank of OTAs after the mandatory minicamp, but I don't believe we're going to see any of that work before summer vacation there. So I think he's just going to naturally mix this thing up, put all these guys in situations, and really see how they react to them.
Daryl, does it feel closer to an open competition or a competition where it's really just for week one, that is, between Flacco and Pickett?
I don't think it's weighted right now, Jonathan, so I'll say it does seem like it really is an honest-to-goodness four-man competition. But I will say this, I don't know how long it's going to stay a four-man competition. I have a feeling that once we get through this spring program, right, and at the start of training camp, I think it's going to become clear at some point how they're going to pare this thing down. I'm trying to figure out a way where they keep all four quarterbacks, and I don't know that that's feasible. I think they're going to have to move one of these guys, and I don't see them trading Shedeur Sanders or Dillon Gabriel. That means that it comes down to Kenny Pickett and Joe Flacco competing to stay in Cleveland. And the odd man out gets voted off the island and moved, and they go with a three-man quarterback room for the season.
If they're doing what they did with Jameis last year, Josh Dobbs 2 years ago, where they float an extra quarterback to see if they can get an asset for a backup or maybe somebody's starter, right. Who do you think has more value come August, early September, Kenny or Joe?
I would probably say Joe at this point. I mean, they got Kenny Pickett for Dorian Thompson-Robinson.
And a fifth rounder.
I don't think a lot of value there at the moment. That's not to say that once you get in training camp, Nick, in the preseason, injuries happen, right? Quarterbacks can get hurt. One or both of them has an amazing preseason, right? And, you know, maybe Andrew Berry gets a fifth round pick or something like that. But I do see an opportunity here for Andrew to flip one of them into a future asset.
Daryl, I heard that two different rookies really stood out today, and I want to see if you thought the same thing as well. I hear that Harold Fannin is just always open, and that Judkins is just going to be an absolute stud. Is that how you see it too?
Yeah, but it's a spring, right? I mean, there's no tackling, but both look really, really good. I'll tell you this too. I thought Shedeur Sanders looked leaps and bounds better than he did in rookie camp, and he didn't look bad in rookie camp.
You're stoking my guy's interest over here. He's smiling.
Low sports fan.
I know, the football came out of his hand and much tighter spirals today. The footwork looked a little calmer. They still got to get the dancing part out of the game, though, with Shedeur. Even when there's no pressure, he likes to dance in the 7-on-7 drills there when he doesn't need to. That's not what the drill calls for, but it's like he's simulating in his head that he's under siege, right? They got to get that out of his game. But you can tell he has been putting in work when you watch him throw the football in practice.
Daryl, DeJuan Jones, noticeably simmer, yay?
Yeah, simmer. Yeah, a little lighter on his feet. Looked pretty agile out there. Stefanski pretty complimentary when asked about him after practice. And, unfortunately, he's had the injury bug the last couple of years. And hopefully a few less pounds is going to help his body hold up a little better to the rigors of an NFL season. Quite frankly, they need him to be healthy. They really, really do because tackle – and the depth of tackle, that's been a concern in the last couple of years. And when he's been healthy, to be fair to DeJuan, like when he's been healthy, he's been really good. He really has.
Mm-hmm.
Just unfortunately, he's not been able to stay on the field. So hopefully that's a trend that starts to change this year.
Other guy that people commented on just how in shape they looked outside of DeJuan, who got a lot of praise today, was Zach Zinner. Did you see that as well?
Yeah, I mean, offensive line, it's hard to really grade them. Same thing with defensive line. Man, I asked about Mason Graham today, and you know, Kevin gave that. Well, he looks good, but let's slow the roll. They're not doing a whole lot right now. You get to look at these guys as, you know, bags and things like going through bags and stuff like that. So it's really hard to gauge offensive and defensive linemen right now. Let's put it this way. There were a couple instances where some defenders got free, and at one point Kevin Stefanski had to remind folks, we don't touch the quarterbacks at all, ever. They got to get in pads in August before I can really give you some hardcore analysis as far as where these linemen are.
All right, Daryl, everybody knows you were at my Memorial Day party on Monday there. So review of the food, review of the company. Let's have it all out right now.
A plus across the board. Fantastic burgers. The desserts were fantastic.
I heard. Did you play the new lawn game that he bought?
I did. I was terrible. It was an embarrassing showing for me.
What kind of arm does Nick have? He's been bragging about the arm with the Nerf ball for a while. You know, did it translate to the game?
Let's just put it this way: he had a lot of near misses. A lot of near misses. Yes.
No, you don't understand how much that matters in that game.
I don't.
No, I mean,
yeah, you don't. You obviously don't, Jonathan.
What's the name of the game again?
So QB 54.
QB 54. Okay. Yeah. So a near miss is almost, is this like horseshoes? Like it is close is good.
So if you hit it off the thing, you get 3 points.
Okay.
If you hit it in the if you actually make a bucket, that's 6 points, and you can attempt a field goal kick.
You actually kick it or no?
You can. Some people just try another throw, but yes, you can.
And that's fun, Daryl? Was it fun?
Yeah, it was a good time.
My brother kicked both of our asses.
Your brother, the football coach brother, your little brother?
No. My older brother, David.
Oh, I'd expect your little brother to be good.
The guy who says all the time, oh, I can't throw anymore. Too many years working on cars. Kicked our ass.
I used that excuse over the weekend too. I was like, my father-in-law was like, "You gonna join a softball team at any point? You love talking about softball, baseball." I'm like, "Ah, my arm. It's not like I have it anymore."
I was one more bad throw away from being like, "Well, you know, I'm carrying a little extra weight now, and that fat roll gets in the way of it." I was so close to making the fat roll excuse, Daryl.
Well, look, I made an embarrassing just two. Nick had 4 or 5, and his brother had like 8. It was like ridiculous how good his brother
was. What kind of food spread did we have over at the Wilson household?
I was the assistant supervisor on the grill. Nick did a fantastic job.
He was my cheese
job.
Guy.
I was the cheese guy, yeah. I'm kind of a cheesy guy.
Because you gotta unwrap the cheese to get it on the burger, and if you're trying to do that while tending the burger...
No, it's an important job. You're the sous chef of the Wilson party.
Yeah. He was my eyes and my ears. I feel like that's an important thing to say.
Did he refill your beer too, or no? Or was
No.
Different but job.
I will give Daryl credit.
That's why we have children, Nick.
I will give Daryl credit. He drank the right amount. I got day drunk, but he drank the right amount.
What's the right amount for Daryl these days?
Well, no, because obviously he lives farther enough away, but he had like a couple beers. And then when he was done, he was like, nope, we got to start hitting the water. And
good job,
Daryl was like, I was day drunk. There's just no way around it.
Well, you're at home. I mean,
I wasn't intending to do it. And about, Daryl, how many do you think I had when you were there?
You had at least 6.
Oh, I think I had like 15 that day.
Yeah, I was just trying to be nice here, Nick.
Oh, thank you.
I want to be invited again. Such a great time. I do want another invite.
I don't think you can be an uninvited at this point. Like the Wilson girls ask about you, I think you're just part of the family.
I appreciate that.
Hopefully you brought a nice succulent.
It didn't help that you said
you gave
succulent.
Your sister a succulent
in a weird way. You said it like succulent.
Well,
I would describe a steak. It was succulent.
I did not arrive empty-handed. I brought some potato salad, some macaroni salad, and I brought Nick a case of beer as a housewarming gift.
That is true.
And then is that part of the 15 that he drank, or was that?
No, I have a couple of those. Yeah,
it's always a risk bringing someone a beer. Was it hit like the beer you like to drink, the banquet beer, or was it a different beer?
So here's what happened: is I'm at the store because I want to make sure the salad was fresh. So I go to the store and picking that up, and I text him, "Hey, what kind of beer you like?" I don't hear from him, so I'm like, "All right, I'm going to take a risk. I'm going to get this, and hopefully he likes it. And if not, well, he'll just, you know, be nice about it and pour it down the drain when I'm not around. So, and then what, I pull in the driveway, I get to his place, I pull in the driveway, I park, and I look at my phone, and there's the response from him, and I'm just thinking to myself, okay, I did not get that beer, and I'm about to find out how bad I did on the beer purchase, but, Nick said he was pleased with what I brought, so I take him at his word.
I'm sure you did great. Now that we did a lot of fun back and forth and good convos, I do got to ask you, Daryl, what'd you make of Myles Garrett not being there today? Was that how are you phrasing on Twitter? Little deal, no deal, big deal?
Big deal, little deal,
no deal. There we go.
I don't think Myles Garrett is a natural-born leader. I think he's a great player. I think he's a Hall of Fame player, not a leader. And one of the problems that the Browns have is they're always forcing leadership on people. They did it with Deshaun Watson. They gave him a captaincy. The players said, what did Deshaun Watson ever do to deserve being a team captain here? Nothing, but he was the team captain.
Now at Verizon, they're locking in low prices for 3 years guaranteed on my plan. And you can get a single line for just $45 a month when you switch and bring your phone. That's their best price ever on unlimited welcome with auto pay plus taxes and fees. Guaranteed for 3 years. Because at Verizon, they got you. Visit your local Verizon store today. $20 monthly promo credits applied over 36 months with a new line on unlimited welcome. In times of congestion, unlimited 5G and 4G LTE may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Domestic data roaming at 2G speeds. Price guarantee applies to then current base monthly rate. Additional terms and conditions apply.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Captain, right? Same thing with Myles Garrett. Great player, but I don't think he's a leader. I'm not going to make a big deal of it. Kevin Stefanski said a multitude of times that it's a voluntary program. You either want to be there or you don't. Guess what? Myles Garrett didn't want to be there. He's in Japan, according to his social media and some of the stuff that he's been posting there, which is fine. He told us early in the offseason he really didn't want to be here either, right? So, and it's not the first time he skipped OTAs. Let's be fair about it. Miles in years past skips OTAs. David Njoku in years past skips OTAs. Joel Bitonio's at that point of his career. He doesn't have to show up to OTAs either. So, to be fair to everybody, I just kind of give it a shoulder shrug. But you would think if you got the kind of contract Myles Garrett just got that he'd, be somewhat excited to show up for offseason practice. But that's just me.
I mean,
I can't hold people to my standards, to be fair. I would have been there, but.
Daryl, I mean, everyone knows this is the only week you're legally allowed to go to Japan. Right? There's a 1 week and they're like, you can come on into the island and then, all right, get out of here because Sunday. I mean, right. It's basic. He's just, he was on their time. He didn't have a whole summer or anything like that.
Right. So, Daryl? It is what it is. I'm not going to get on him for it, but I will agree that it would have been nice to see him there.
Daryl, good stuff, buddy. Good to see you at my place on Monday. Appreciate you.
You bet, guys. Have a good week.
Daryl Ryder there, brought to you by Scheiben Jewelers, Cleveland's premier jewelry store. And change, and more change. Just about the only thing you can count on in this sport. That's coming up in 5 minutes on 92.3 The Fan. You send Darius Garland, Max Strus, and Isaac Okoro, and that amount of money allows you to take on money back and get below the second apron for Deontay Murray and for Trey Murphy and a couple firsts.
Don't you have to be under the second apron before you can actually make the trade?
No.
Because it's fluid, does it, within the trade, allow you to then get under it and make the deal? Is that how that works?
So as long as you end up, and it's not even the end result, it's by the new league year. You have to be under the second apron.
No, I know that, but I'm saying, can you make a trade? If you're not under the second apron, can you make a trade that then would put you under the second apron? Is that allowed? Because when you make the initial trade, you're still obviously not under it.
Yep.
Okay. We're learning. We're all learning.
I mean, and by the way, we didn't know that like 2 weeks ago when we were talking about the Giannis for Evan Mobley thing. So Darius Strus and Okoro for Murray Murphy, and I think it's a first rounder or two. Mac, who is, I mean, his price on Isaac Okoro, who's making $11 million on a 2-year deal.
Iceman.
Because he's ice cold. he actually, can you admit, Mac, like you really thought about it?
I did think about it.
Did you then go back in the trade machine to try and do the deal without Isaac?
I wanted to have it in front of me. I didn't hear the Strus part of it.
Oh, is that a selling point?
I told you he missed some of the trade. That was part of it. I knew you'd miss some of the trade because you were definitely considering it in a way that you were like, is that what he really said?
I do like Trey Murphy a lot, but and also DeJounte Murray, I love him as a point guard too, and I think he would fit really well with Donovan. So I do like that aspect of it. The Strus part of it, I kind of like him as a glue guy for the rest of the team though. That's the only.
I think Murray and Murphy in this case, because I know we're just doing Tradio right now, and we'll probably save that for tomorrow.
Yeah,
or never, one of those. I do think you get every bit of grit and playmaking that you need around Donovan. So you get a point guard, you get a two guard, and you get a guy who can play two guard or you know big wing because Trey Murphy's like 6'8".
Yeah, I like Murray. Always have. He's now, he'd be what, entering age 29, coming off a torn right Achilles tendon?
Trey Murphy?
No. Murray.
Oh, Murray, yes. Murray for you. Yeah.
So, it's not without risk.
You're buying low.
You're definitely buying low.
But he's had his own knee injuries, too, in the past as well.
Leave that out of this. You say what you want about
I love
Deontay
Trey Murphy, too.
But don't you dare say it about Trey Murphy. I liked him since Virginia. I also just like, listen, if the Knicks are going to be Nova, like the Villanova, I want to be the Virginia one. If you helped Tony Bennett get beat in the first round of the playoffs by the NCAA tournament by a bad team, I want you on this team.
It's like when for a stretch there, we had Odell and Jarvis and it was like, we're LSU. We're basically LSU. It's fun. I like when teams do that.
All right. So this is going to be off the topic here. Did you see Brandon Jacobs' son graduated high school?
No, I didn't see that.
So Brandon Jacobs, universally known, is a gigantic running back. 6'4", 260 pounds, right?
Yeah.
And he was of an era of big running backs. Michael Turner would be another one, even though Michael was a little slighter, but he was still like 250 pounds, that I was always pissed that the Browns never drafted one. Because I think both Brandon and Michael were Mac guys as well. I remember being like, okay, they're not first rounders. They're at best third or fourth rounders. Why are we not drafting them? I digress. Do you know how big, again, Brandon Jacobs, 6'4", 260 pounds.
So it's either going to be comically large or comically small. And that's the part that I can't find out in my brain when I want to guess. I'm going to go, would it be funny to you if he was massive? There's no way. It's funny if he's small.
Oh, it's much funnier if he's small, but he's massive.
Oh, he's massive.
He's 6'7", 310 pounds, and he's one of the five best recruits, Clemson. Mm. So his dad was I want to say SIU or NIU running back, Brandon Jacobs was. I probably butchered this. I'm probably conflating him with Michael Turner. But at 6'4", 260 pounds, and his son is a left tackle. Like prototypical, 3 years from now, if he stays healthy and develops, he's a top 10 pick in the NFL draft to be a left tackle.
Yeah, my brain doesn't compute that very well.
Mac, did you do the research on that?
Yeah, he went to Southern Illinois.
Ah, so SIU.
Research guy, look at you.
I knew I wasn't Mac. I knew Michael Turner went to NIU, so it couldn't have been there. All right, so this just brings me to a completely harmless topic. Name a random NFL running back that you just loved. Because Brandon Jacobs was one of those dudes for me. I give you another one.
Yeah, go ahead.
Rashad Jennings. Well, all he was just a poor man's version of Jordan Howard. But God bless it. He was like a seventh round pick. I went to Liberty. I just love big running backs at that age or that era. Oh, I love me some Rashad Jennings.
So there's got to be no reason for why you love this. I always love Samaje Perine. Is that too recent for this?
No, I think that fits.
Always love Samaje Perine.
I think it's just random.
Because college him, I thought, was just going to be awesome. And then he just kind of never really was. But in college, he was so great.
It kind of was just
I was convinced he was going to be the next great thing.
He's just kind of like a middle-of-the-road running back.
But I would watch him run any day, all day, every day. He's just enjoyable to watch.
But those are the guys. Like, it's easy to like fall in love with Nick Chubb. It's easy to fall in love with Saquon Barkley. Give me a nice Jamel White. And it's so funny, like, I'd never met Jamel before, but Jamel and Andy Baskin are friendly.
Yeah, and I did that Jewish news panel with him.
And so I met Jamel. And
very nice guy.
I had to remind myself, like, 15-year-old me had to tell 39-year-old me, you never got starstruck when LeBron, when you've been part of a media scrum for LeBron, don't tell Jamel how much you liked him as a player.
So Munch started that whole thing off talking about how he was like his son's favorite player.
Oh, absolutely. His and son's like, probably going to be about a little bit younger than me, but perfect age for it.
So funny story. So my wife, you know, she's in attendance and everything, and she hears Munch tell that story, and she hears Baskin talk him up the way he is, and I'm in the car, and I'm like, yeah, like people really, really liked him.
Yep.
And then she was like, well, he must have been like a million-time Pro Bowler, right? And I'm like, not the case at all. Not the slightest bit.
Running back is one of those places. Denver had a million of these dudes. Reuben Drones, who then came to Cleveland and had one nice year here.
Monty Ball, another running back that I loved that I thought out of college was just going to be awesome and then turn out to be nothing.
Olandis Gary, Lance Ball. I mean, I'm mentioning Mike Davis. Oh, no, Mike Anderson. Remember him? He was a fullback that they, much like Peyton Hillis, did in Cleveland.
Didn't Bull break some Monty Ball news that didn't end up happening with the Broncos? Like he was going to come to Cleveland or something, and then it wasn't right?
That's exactly how that went. Yeah.
Wasn't that right?
And Bull was...
Because he was on a heater at that point.
He was. Well, and that was after the heater where every time Bull went on vacation, the big news happened. And then he went on the heater where he just got like a bunch of things right in a row.
Yeah, because he had like Francona coming here. He had all sorts of things. And then the Monty Ball one.
Yeah. As it almost happened.
Mac, I loved Monty Ball in college.
I'm going to throw this out to Jake. I'm going to throw this out to Mac. If Anthony has one that didn't go to Syracuse, give us because of Brandon Jacobs' son graduating high school, name a random running back that you have a affinity for.
You know Anthony's got a million because he's a big Mac guy, too.
Javid Best for me.
Oh, okay. He is Detroit's Jerome Harrison. If Javid Best stays healthy, he is probably what? I don't think he's, because he's a quicker version of LeSean McCoy, but I don't think he has the 12 year career that LeSean had.
He was kind of like the electricity that you get out of Jahmyr Gibbs now that they have in Detroit but just the concussions really just derailed his career.
And him with Stafford would have been a hell of a lot of fun.
They never had good running backs there. Theo Riddick was another one there too.
Can I throw out Jerome Harrison?
Yes.
Jerome Harrison had a couple plays in like 2009. Well, remember, because we were bummed because the wheels finally fell off the Jamal Lewis bus. And Jerome had a couple games where I remember sitting at a bar, me and my cousin Johnny got blind stinking drunk at 24 at a bar. I think it was 2009 because it was the Mangini season. And he went off for something 200 plus yards.
It was against Kansas City, I'm pretty sure.
And it's one of the single greatest performances I've ever seen that we never talk about.
By the way, I don't hate this for like as the summer moves on, we just kind of do this like once a week. It's like name your favorite right fielders, and we just kind of go through randomness.
Can we be more than just sports though? Can it be like name a fruit that you like? Maybe not.
No,
that.
I think we get really obscure within sports, but we make it happen.
Watermelon. I just really love watermelon.
The taste.
Seriously, I crushed some watermelon on Monday, like in a way that I felt buoyant afterwards because the water in the and not the melon, and. You know, talking about a lot of watermelon and a lot of beer, leg cramp after that.
By the way, the Kansas City game you were talking about, 2009, 286 yards and 3 touchdowns against Kansas City.
And not just that, he was a touch the ball touchdown player. Like, man, that is the cruel bee that is football. All right, Jake, do you have a random running back that you'd like to name here and give some love to?
Yeah, I don't know if I have one. I know growing up, being an Ohio State fan, I really liked Carlos Hyde, but he obviously didn't really do much in the NFL. Maybe like a Darren Sproles type guy.
Ooh, Darren Sproles. That is a really good one. I mean, honestly.
You know, like 10 years from now, my answer is going to be Jerome Ford. You know that, right?
I think so.
Yeah.
Yeah. Pierre Thomas, Chris Ivory. If we're just going down Saints running back rabbit holes.
Isaiah Crowell for the celebrations afterwards.
No. Add on to the Broncos running backs you were talking about earlier, Knowshon Moreno when he was there as well.
Yeah.
Willis McGahee, if we want to talk Denver running back. A lot of people have a lot to say about Willis. 216. Talking about Willis? 216-474-0092. In honor of Brandon Jacobs' son graduating from high school, he's going to Clemson as a left tackle. because he's Brandon Jacobs' son. Send him in. Send in your random running backs that you love. And Nick Wilson says, at Jay Peterlin. In case you missed it, coming up in 5 minutes on 92.3 The Fan.
Now at Verizon, they're locking in low prices for 3 years guaranteed on my plan. And you can get a single line for just $45 a month when you switch and bring your phone. That's their best price ever on unlimited welcome with auto pay plus taxes and fees. Guaranteed for 3 years. Because at Verizon, they got you. Visit your local Verizon store today. $20 monthly promo credits applied over 36 months with a new line on unlimited welcome. In times of congestion, unlimited 5G and 4G LTE may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Domestic data roaming at 2G speeds. Price guarantee applies to then current base monthly rate. Additional terms and conditions apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high-quality favorites, from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through 2 cartons in 1 day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable 6-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and 4 blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Did you know that it's proven that attractive people tend to like hot, spicy food? Yes, it's true. Hot people like hot food. Introducing 5-Hour Energy's new spicy Cinco de Mango. This little shot is sweet, spicy, and a tad unhinged. Just like your favorite party guest, it hits with a bold chili flavor, then smooths things out with that juicy mango kick. Honestly, I tried it the other day, and wow, it brought the heat and the hype. Total game changer. Research even says more than half of spicy food fans think they're hot. And you know what? They're not wrong. Hot people like hot food. Get your spice on with 5-Hour Energy Spicy Cinco de Mango. Think you're hot? Prove it with this spicy mango shot. And yes, it even comes with hot sauce. Turn up the heat this Cinco de Mayo or any day because life's too short for bland. You're hot. Your energy shot should be too. Get energized. Get spicy. 5-Hour Energy Spicy Cinco de Mango is here for you. 5-Hour Energy Spicy Cinco de Mango is only available online for a limited time. Head to 5hourenergy.com to order yours today.